Right now, there is a mention of some snow in the forecast. Let's bring in the man who is mentioning the possibility of some snow, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And just what we told you yesterday, we are sticking to our guns. I think this is going to be a light snowfall, anywhere from 1 to 3 inches expected from Sunday into early Monday morning.
What time would it start Sunday?
Probably, I would say around lunchtime or shortly after lunchtime.
So it really is going to come down lightly then.
Yeah, it should be light. Should be light. But nevertheless, you know, it'll be it'll kind of be widespread. I think the heaviest amounts will be in the Catskills. And elsewhere, it'll be lighter. So that's why we give you a range anywhere from 1 to 3 inches. Doesn't mean that everybody's going to get 3 inches, folks. Somewhere, you'll fall somewhere in between there. You may get 1, you may get 2, you may get 3. Well, anyhow, sunny today, mid-40s and breezy. Clear tonight, 15 to 20. Partly cloudy and breezy on Saturday, 35 to 40. So it's good for any kind of parades, going to get the tree, whatever you have to do, decorate outside. Sunday will be cloudy with the chance of some snow coming in the afternoon. I'm thinking after lunchtime. Highs will be in the mid-30s. That snow will continue Sunday night. It'll end early Monday morning and then a little clearing with a high of 35 to 40. 1 to 3 inches expected. And if we go to 35 to 40 Monday afternoon with a little sun, whatever you get, a lot of it will be melting.
Now, it's going to stay, the weather, the temperatures are going to stay basically like they've been, right?
When?
I mean, throughout next week and stuff.
Well, next week it'll be a little colder. Temperatures will probably average near just over 40 by day and not in the mid-40s.
Because all the ski areas and Salisbury winter sports, they're all making lots of snow in the evening at night.
Right. Yeah. Nights will still be cold and the days will be chilly. The next weather event comes in on Friday, a week from today, after the one on Sunday night and Monday. So next week is a quiet week until Friday. And we'll have to see how that pans out because the American model is a lot more vigorous than the European model. And, you know, we always have that problem, don't we? It never fails. Let's see, that is, next Friday is what? 12, 16, right?
Yeah.
It's 16th. Let's take a look at what the European is doing compared to the American model. 16, okay. So it may be a little similar, but not nearly as vigorous. The American model develops a nor'easter along the mid-Atlantic and makes it a very slow mover. So therefore, we get into precip starting Friday and it continues Saturday. The Euro develops a low, but moves it offshore very quickly by Friday night. Unlike the American model, who develops it and it becomes a slow-moving nor'easter, which is not good. Hmm. You know, because then it generates a lot of snow. So, on the other hand, the Euro is not forecasting snow. So, it's a week out, and all of us know a week out, anything could change and anything could happen and most likely will. So I'm not going to get excited about it or depressed about it because next Friday night I have 10 of my neighbors coming over for a little holiday cocktail party. Now, I don't think that's going to be too much of a problem because most of them right here are walking distance. They're my neighbors. That's not a problem. But next Saturday, not this Saturday, is the annual dinner party in Tappan, next town over. But a lot of the people who will be attending that are coming from Long Island. So if the American model is right, that could impact that. And I'm assuming that next weekend is going to be a big party weekend because it's the weekend before Christmas.
Yeah, I'm a big party weekend, and not only that, but shopping, even though a lot of people do online shopping,
right,
browsing out there. So, yeah, it's that'll be a big weekend. Well, we'll see what happens. You know, a week out, heck, even 3 or 4 days out nowadays, you know.
Yeah, it changes dramatically. You're right.
It's just
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. But other than that, you know, moving along. You may be wondering why you haven't seen a picture of the Christmas tree. It's not done yet.
You didn't work on it yet?
I've been trying to work on it, you know, leave the weather center, try to work on the tree a little bit, back to the weather center. I'm up to the final stage, which is putting on the beads. So I hope to get the beads on today, which means it should be done on Monday, and you should see a picture of it on Monday. Very, very nice tree. I like it. Is it one of the best? No, but I like it, and it's coming out real well. So that's it. Just move on, and that's all Pat's doing.
What color are the beads?
They are silver.
Okay.
The tree, the theme of the tree
is silver.
Silver and white, but then I mixed a little bit of cranberry in with it. But the beads will be silver.
All right, and you use tinsel too, right?
No tinsel.
No tinsel, yeah.
No tinsel. And I actually cheated this year with the beads.
Oh.
I couldn't put the normal beads on that tree. It's a Frasier fir.
Okay.
The branches are very weak. If I put normal beads on the tree, it's going to weigh the branches right down. So I found, and I'm passing this on to our listeners who may have the same problem, I found something that is very similar. People use it for sewing. They're little, they're square, but you can't tell because they're tiny and they're on a strand. You can get them on Amazon.com in any color. I got them in silver. They're like little square little diamonds. And they come on a roll. I don't know how many feet are on a roll, but I bought like 2.5 rolls. That should do it. They are so light and they are so subtle. They just will make the tree look very, very pretty. Make it look done without weighing down the branches. So that's what I have to do. Between today and Monday.
Well, that's not really cheating. It's improving.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know how many people may have had that idea before, but I was looking for something that would be light. And I looked, and, you know, I typed in lightweight beads. And everything that I saw was just not lightweight. So then I started searching, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, I have to have something, you know, that people use to sew and bead dresses and stuff like that, you know, without doing one bead at a time. And sure enough, here it is.
Well, that's good. You see, that's not cheating. That's improving.
Improving, yep. So you'll see it when it's all done, and that should be on Monday.
All right. Well, like I said, my tree's done and up. And you know what I did, though? I was given a suggestion, and I did it yesterday. I made lamb stew.
Not for me, but that.
Four really nice lamb chops. I took the meat off, cubed it up, put it in with some carrots, corn, green beans, potatoes, some scallion, and then I made some of my mushroom soup, and I used that as a base. Pat, and then I put the bones in.
Don't worry about that.
I put the bones in and cooked the whole thing down for 3 hours.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, I don't eat lamb, so I wouldn't eat the stew. I'm sorry.
That's
I don't
okay.
eat lamb. I don't eat pork. I just don't. And I don't eat veal.
It's too bad you don't eat lamb.
I know. People say, boy, Pat, you are real a pig. You're really a pig. What can I tell you? I don't eat it. It doesn't agree with me. It just doesn't. I mean, I'm not going to have pork. And, you know, even the leanest pork that I have, I mean, it goes down fine. It tastes delicious. And then the next day and the day after and the day after, I'm walking around with heartburn. My stomach doesn't feel good. It just doesn't pay.
All right. Well, I'm not a big lamb eater, but this came out good. So it's going to be on the menu for the wintertime and my beefs and stews. So there we go. Well, I want you to have a good weekend there, Pat.
Well, I want you to do the same, and I will be back with bells on come Monday.
Bells on?
Bells on, Christmas bells.
All right, Christmas bells, and we'll talk about the mini event over the weekend.
You got it.
All right, Pat, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.